KVCU, Boulder.
A song now about my hometown. Today, here I am walking down 6th
hustlers like thieves. Goodbye to my long goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mis amigos. Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deported. Shook all our hills. Who are all these friends who are scattered like dry leaves? The radio said they were just deportees. Goodbye to my
some kind of invitation, but you stand there with the curtains pulled down around your body like some final decision. But I won't let you down. I won't let you down. I'll never let you drop to your knees for me. It's the dress, the windows wrap you in with moonlight. I'll lay on this naked floor and wait for you, and watch your eyes close slowly, sadly from across the room. And I won't let you down. Midnight, I'm gone, I swear.
Man, that is such a good disc. Brand spanking new music from Jesse Sykes and her Parlor Boys. And since we've been playing that on Route 78 West, we've been getting a lot of feedback. A lot of folks are saying, wow, I really like that. In fact, even Aaron from the local Shakedown called up at the beginning of our show and said, please play me some more of that Jesse Sykes. And I said, we'll be sure to get to that. Jesse Sykes is playing with her Sweet Hereafter at the Climax, Larimer Lounge, October 8th. The reason I said Climax is because Aaron, who requested that, has got a band of her own called Poor Lolo, and they're playing at the Climax on Friday, August 27th. I guess I'll give you a quick rundown of shows coming up. Roseanne Cash and Jim Lauderdale are playing at the Boulder Theater August 19th. That should be a great show. Lucinda Williams is going to be at the Boulder Theater August 22nd. And, of course, keep your eyes out for the new Steve Earle CD coming out Tuesday after next. So those are just some things happening in twang, alt, Americana, and, I don't know, modern country updates. But that last music set before Jesse Sykes, what do we have there, Jeff?
That was the poorest concert calendar I've ever heard.
You know, I'm a little scattered today.
All right, let's do more scatter shots.
I blame that old fart who had a birthday and fed me all those hamburgers and pie today. It just
all
put
right.
me into a
yeah,
coma.
It's a food coma is what it is. The other show to tell you about, if you guys are Gillian Welch fans, and you know there's a guy sitting here that is, and I'm not even going to be here for this, but they're going to be playing a little real tiny gig down in Sea Springs, Colorado Springs, day before the Sweet Harmony and the Rock tour, the Sweet Harmony tour that Gillian Welch, Emmy Lou Harris, Buddy Miller, all those guys, now the Fillmore, which would be a blast to see.
Sounds cool.
I'm going to be sitting on the beach surfing. It's going to be rough.
How do you surf while sitting on the beach? I ask. I don't even want to know.
You don't need to know these things. It's like traveling without moving.
Are you a product of the 60s? I guess you kind of missed that.
Lay back,
by a
surrender
couple
years. To the void. All right. All right. So we're going to tell you what we played here. We started out with Spanish Town. You corrected me on this, actually. I need to get these names right. It is Glenn Allen and Kim McKenzie. And that's got a nice flaco little riff.
Sort of
pretty straightforward Americana stuff. And anybody going to San Antone, the Sir Doug, thank you, Danny. Thanks for getting that disc up here. Sir Doug is one of these bands. I used to have a lot of this stuff, and for some ungodly reason, I got rid of some of them, and now I have to go find them, and they're really hard to find these days. Anybody going to San Antone was actually an AM hit at that time. And then the Byrds did.
AM, what's that?
It's the radio station like what we're on, where it's mono.
Oh, AM. The AM alternative.
Yes.
Thanks for coming over, by the way, folks.
We're not the underground. That's right. There's some other station claimed to be Colorado's underground force.
Oh,
phooey.
And they
plan
to
revolution.
Play Americana,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
No, I wonder where they got that idea.
A little sibling rivalry? Livery.
Yeah, you had too many hamburgers, too, huh?
Yeah, those hamburgers, they do food comas. Anyway, it's good that there's another station. I hope they stick around. My fear of things, it's like Beautiful Girls. troubles, they come into your life, then they go away. I don't know what this is all about. Let's see, Graham Lindsay, I did want to play that song. Out of all the songs I heard last year, I think I love that the most, is I Won't Let You Down. We saw him down at the Larimer Lounge, and it was great because it was
he's so good.
About 20 of us sitting there, early show, and folks that were there, you know, it's kind of nice to see the traveling troubadour pull out the instruments and get you captured.
Just him and an acoustic guitar. I mean, he is a killer songwriter. Definitely check out Graham Lindsay if you get a chance.
So where are we going now, since we seem to be going downhill? Did I give you a disc?
We're going up. We're flying high. You got some great stuff here.
I got something there. I'm not even sure
it's
that's...
It's the Moby Grape, man.
It's Moby Grape.
Because our web wizard Jay is reading a biography of Neil Young, and apparently... they were inspired by this band, and of course you have them in your encyclopedic mind and in your, completest archive of American records.
First Moby Grape is a classic. It's kind of lost, except for the guys like Bob, Music Machine, that know this stuff. And some of the guys played with Neil Young later in a band called Ducks, and they actually had recorded throughout the years. But Moby Grape was one of those great flash in the pan, saved all the good songs for the first record, and then... San Francisco was kind of hard to eat up and ground out some of these bands, and they had to put out records when they didn't have the material, and later discs are not that great, but that first one still stands up. We're going to play you the folky acoustic side of Moby Grape, but one of my favorite songs, I had it at a B-side of a 45 as a kid, and it is pretty, you know, it's nice and poppy and lush in some ways, but it's also just a great song called 805, and used to be I had to go to work, and I had to be there I had to leave by 8:05, so I would always have this song in my head. It's, my God, I got to get in the car. My boss is going to write me up. All right, so here it is, 8:05 for Jay, and then we're going to get down to a couple things that are new here in the pile, and then we'll see where we go. I think we have something up our sleeve for the end of the show.
All right, so stay tuned, folks, to Radio 1190's Route 78 West.
Well, I guess you're leaving soon. I can't go on without you. It's useless to try to love you so good. Keep you would be so wonderful. Here is my heart. Distant bells
1965, that great hit Waterloo Sunset by The Kinks.
Dirty old river, must you keep rolling?
enough of a Mary Jane. Going back to where I've gone from, going rolling back home again over the hill.
Side so sharp to cut him off. he's bound him to the car.
Wow, man, we've just kind of gone into uncharted 70s territory there, Jeff, for a long time. You want me to put this one on the background?
Yeah, put that on the background.
You know, we got a call from Bob. Bob called in. Not Music Machine Bob. You know, there's a guy on the station here who plays really cool, like, 60s, 70s, and 80s garage rock and punk from 7 to 9, and he does a really great show. But anyways, another Bob called up who's apparently a musical hipster, and he was saying, you know, pat Uncle Jeff on the back for playing 805 by Moby Grape, because apparently he had a covered version of that. I guess R.E.M. also covered it. And he also said a couple weeks ago you played a Fleetwood Mac tune, World in Harmony, which he says is his favorite song ever, and he's never heard it on the radio. So though we're playing this 70s stuff and Fleetwood Mac on our Honky Tonk show, I don't know how it works, but it does, and apparently someone's appreciating it.
Back before there were genres, it's like a lot of bands grew. Each record actually turned into like multiple things were on it, and then in some cases each record was a complete growth spurt, which sure doesn't happen that much anymore. And that Traffic one for me was, Traffic was kind of a psychedelic English band. Yeah, they had some pretty cool jazzy riffs, things like that, and they came out of nowhere with the wood shedding stuff with John Barleycorn, and that was such a great record at the time, and still stands up to me. I know you guys were making fun of Jethro Tull.
I wasn't making fun of Jethro Tull. I was just saying we should probably put some on to follow that one with the flute and that whole kind of magical-y harmony sound.
And the bells and, like, whatever, curly boots. And,
hey, sure, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Serving wenches and elves and trolls frolicking through the English countryside.
In case you guys haven't figured out this show, it's basically whatever we feel like playing. But
it's
sometimes
a special day for Jeff.
Oh, no, I'm digging into the record collection for things I don't play, because I'm always careful to come up with new things and things that, you know, we're trying to move this thing forward. And
well, this old-timer's having a gala day today anyways.
Actually,
a gala day is probably all you could handle anyways.
I don't know, a gala day, yeah. The deal for me was Over the Hill was basically sums it all up. That was John Martin, and John Martin was another one of those madrigal-y English guys with a jazzy band who did a lot of acoustic stuff, and nowadays, it could all be lumped in Americana, except it's English.
Well, there's mandolins in there, right?
There's mandolins, yes. Over the Hill, great, great old record there. That stuff, middle period, actually almost all of the John Martin stuff up through the 80s was pretty cool, but the middle period was great. And We slipped some stuff in there. Don't ask me why. Yesterday there was a big fat old sun setting, and I was sitting watching it, and David Gilmour kind of came to mind, and I dug out this 70s live version that's like 13, 14 minutes. Was going to play it on the show, and I thought, you know what? I'll just play the regular version.
How unusual for you. And, of course, I was listening to it and going, I know this is Dave Gilmour, but the way his voice is sounding real Ray Davies, and this tune's hearkening back to Waterloo Sunset from the Kinks, so I went ahead and threw that one in there.
That was awesome, actually. That's when it works, is when we're kind of bouncing the ideas off each other and trying to make something interesting. You know, the Floyd stuff has actually got a bizarre tangent that doesn't relate to anything related to Route 78 West, except that, you know, Floyd is good. Floyd, last night Jay and I went down, we checked out Webmaster Jay, and Bob was down there as well. We had to go down and see Kinski, and they had Kawabata from Acid Mother Temple, and it was a pretty amazing noise squall kind of thing, and all the heritage there is, it all sounds like Pink Floyd. I mean, this guy's doing the slidey, little atmospheric stuff with a piece of metal on the guitar, and I'm going, David Gilmour. All right, no, it was good stuff. It was fun. I don't know. We're wrapping up here. Endless Summer is what we're going to do. I got something here, but we don't have it queued, so why don't we we can try this. I think it's the next to the last track, but there's no track listings.
We'll work it out.
We don't know which one that is. I don't know. Let's see. What else can we do here? I'll tell you what. I'll just keep talking and making rattling noises while you try to see if we can find this.
Try it second to the last one.
Yeah, huh? Try it and see if that's it.
Track four on this disc. We'll go ahead and give it a shot, see what it sounds
like. And if it's
like.
Not, then we'll just jump at one more.
We've got about 10 minutes left in the show to play with it.
Depending on what happens here, this is a pretty interesting version, speaking of the Floyd. Camper Van Beethoven doing Interstellar Overdrive.
Oh, you're kidding. You told me about this.
This is kind of fun. My friend Bob slipped me this one. Another Bob. So let's see if we got it. If we don't, we'll cue it up and we'll just have dead air for a minute.
Thank you.
unprecedented burn of 70s rock on Route 78 West this week. My goodness, Uncle Jeff, what happened here, huh?
Oh, we were just having some fun. I thought it was about time. Well, stick around, Bob, and the Music Machine. It's coming up, but I think we're going to even start Bob's show for him.
We kind of did about a half hour ago. Yeah. We started in with the Moby Grape, and that last one, that was a killer Camper Van Beethoven version of Interstellar Overdrive. For a second there, I thought, is it Piper at the Gates of Dawn or Saucer Full of Secrets?